This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And another year of not learning anything about radio.
Well, you know, you just can't teach old dogs new tricks.
Yeah, it's worth trying once in a while.
Yep, it is.
Shake up the status quo.
Hey, let's go drill another square hole.
Yeah, there you go. Joining us is Miss Rochelle Spector. I hope I got that right.
Yes, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am awesome. How are you?
I was going to say, you're so happy this morning. It's kind of infecting.
I'm just happy to see both of you.
No, I don't believe that for a second.
Wow, somebody prepped her for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, really, I'll give you the $20 after the segment's over.
Check's in the mail. So you're with iHeart Flying?
Yes, so iHeart Flying Foundation, and we offer yearly flight scholarship opportunities to young women. And this is the second year in a row that we are kicking off another dual-themed scholarship opportunity. Ignite the magic for flight with iHeart Flying and Aviation Life Clothing, and we launched these two scholarship opportunities last Friday, valued at over $10,000, including goodies from our partners and sponsors.
Wow,
that's a great opportunity for somebody.
Where do I sign up?
Where do I sign? Yeah.
Oh, wait. I think there's a basic problem.
We got some different parts going
yeah.
on.
Yeah, plumbing issues.
Well, from the sublime to the dangerous.
I can talk high.
I don't know. I think I'd look silly without the beard.
Yeah.
So you're doing all this. What kind of a reaction are you getting from people that are applying for this?
I got to say, just in the short period of time that I've been doing this, about 2 years now, and it's all thanks to EAA because they were my main partner for about a year and a half. And if it weren't for them, you know, this may never have got off the ground, if you will. Yes, pun intended. Just the response has been overwhelmingly positive. And just we're all about breaking down silos, coming together as a team to build one another up, because we certainly can achieve so much more together than flying solo. And just men and women and everybody jumping on board to help, because not only are we trying to, you know, decrease the gender gap, but, you know, we're going to need over 700,000 new pilots within the next 2 decades. So what do we do to achieve that? I mean, that would equate to training a new ATP every 15 minutes. And everybody's struggling right now. Flight schools, lack of flight instructors. And so how do we get people excited about aviation? And that's what we're really trying to do. On all ages, you can be touched at any age. So that's what this whole themed scholarship is. High energy, weekly themed photos and videos and just, you know, trying to touch as many people as possible and connecting networks to get people excited and igniting that magic for a flight.
We know there's a lot more women in the pilot population, but what exactly is the percentage? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, women still, even at this point, occupy less than 6% of the pilot population, and that's not okay. I mean, besides the fact that we need more pilots, but yeah, we need to, you know, get more women. But then we're even looking at diversity as far as, you know, race and color. And then it gets even worse when we get even to the rotorcraft side or even the maintenance. And, you know, what we love to do is motivate, inspire, and empower others to pursue their passion, whether it's on the civilian side or military side, because there's so many viable career opportunities available that people don't even know exist or think that they can't even do, because we're seeing these young girls, like seeds planted at a very young age from, you know, a male figure in their life saying, you know what, oh, girls don't do things like that. Or, oh, no, you need to find something else that you can do. And then it's like us, I'm going out there saying, you know what, don't let anybody ever tell you there's something you cannot do.
Right, don't let them shake
exactly.
your tree.
Yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely. And besides the motivation and encouragement, but we're also here to support one another, because we all have our journeys. They're all different and we all have different adversities we face. So, I mean, you never know what you're going to say or do or what people are going to see that's going to touch them, that's going to help them, you know, move forward on their path.
And it's not only a great opportunity for them to learn to fly, but it's also a great opportunity to build character as well, because when you are determined, that's when you really build your strength. Because you're just fighting the whole time.
That's when you find your strength, yeah.
No, absolutely. And it's just, I mean, and that's just even what defines somebody's character. It's not when everything is unicorns and rainbows. It's, okay, how does that person act when, you know, a challenge is faced or, you know, constructive criticism is given to you? So that really defines somebody.
Whether you wanted it or not.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, are you going to pull up your bootstraps and get it done?
That's right. You find out the true character of an individual when the mud hits the fan.
Exactly.
Yep.
And then, you know, as far as the support and the motivation and encouragement that we're trying to do, then we take it even to another level with the financial aspect. And not only just that, but with our partners and sponsors like Bose Aviation or Jessica Ambatz or King's School. You know, I mean, we have a lot of great folks jumping on board, or even Power Tow. They made a whole line of iHeart Flying tugs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Nice. So cause-related marketing, and they're actually raffling one off today, and I'm picking the winner, and all the proceeds come back to us to go towards another scholarship. So, you know, even competing, you know, fuel companies or competing clothing companies or whoever it may be, it's not about the competition, because we all have a common goal.
Right.
That's right. These are all aviation services that are coming together to support aviation.
Absolutely.
To make more aviation possible.
Yes.
There you go.
Exactly.
Wow.
This will snowball.
Absolutely.
Are you seeing an increase in interest from young women?
Okay, so I launched this scholarship on Friday, and by Wednesday I already had 100 applications.
Wow.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, and I got to say, and it's, you know, thanks to our friend Ian at Aviators Hotline. He has given us two paid spreads in, you know, both print and online magazines and a lot of these different publications that are, you know, see what we're doing, and you do what you say what you mean, and everyone's excited, and again, coming together to spread the word, get the word out there, because the more people that you know, the more people that you'll touch.
Right.
Exactly.
It's all about networking.
It is. It really is. What are you looking for goal-wise with applications for this year?
Okay, so our first scholarship is a $5,000 flight training scholarship towards an advanced rating, and the second scholarship is $2,500 towards a private pilot's license, plus all the goodies, like the Bose A20 headset, or, you know, there's two different King's School courses that they're offering, and the certificates that go along with them. Base Turn, Jessica Ambatz has, you know, been a partner of ours, Power Tow, Aviation Life Clothing. So, you know, we have a lot of great folks that are just throwing in extra stuff to support each scholarship recipient. And what really sets us apart also from other organizations is I take my feedback so seriously. We have a lot of women over 30 that don't have opportunities. So we open these up to women of all ages, because everybody should have an opportunity to pursue their passion.
Okay, so those women aren't necessarily looking for an airline career or anything. They just would love to fly.
Love to fly, whether it's even corporate or bush pilots. We have missionary pilots, anything to help anybody, you know, pursue their passion, whether it's a tailwheel endorsement, so, or even something aerobatic-wise I'm looking into right now, because it costs a lot of money to do those kind of things.
Yep. Yep. Airplane time is just not cheap.
It is expensive. But, you know, you've got some heavy hitters in there.
Yeah.
I mean, John and Martha King, Bose.
Yes.
I've flown with Bose headphones. Ah.
So nice.
That's all you can say about them.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've had Bose, Boeing, Airbus, Shell, Aeroshell. I mean, we have, BBJ has been fantastic, Dassault. I mean, we have a lot of amazing partners and sponsors that have come on board because they see what we're doing and they're excited about it and, you know, want to get in on this excitement because they can also touch a whole another level of people.
What about mentors? Are there mentors involved in this once they get a sponsorship from you? Do they get? Is there a mentor that can help encourage them and cheer them on?
Yeah, that's myself, Lindsay, anybody else in the iHeart Flying organization have access to us all the time if they needed to call or email or needed support or had an issue. I mean, we've had people all around the world message us and say, hey, you know what, I'm in my flight school and I'm the only girl, and, you know, someone came up to me today and said, you know what, you can't do this because you're a girl, you don't belong here, and it was actually her flight instructor.
What?
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, there's stuff like that that is still going on every single day, and that's what we're here for, is, hey, let's talk about it. We're here to listen to you and help you say, you know what? One day you're going to be flying circles around that guy, but you know what? For right now, you just got to keep on keeping on.
That's right. Right. Don't give up by any means. Knuckle down.
Take it and use it as energy.
Yeah, it's not the first time and it's not the last time. But, right. You know, I mean, what are these kids still seeing trickling down the pipeline and all the advertisements?
Yep. You know, I'm hoping that this individual gets mad and says, you know what, I am going to prove him wrong.
Oh, she's already got several different races. She just finished her multi-engine and she's just moving up because she wants to be an airline pilot. And I think she just turned 20 years old. So good for her.
Absolutely. She's in the right place at the right time.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that instructor,
I'll fly with her anytime.
Me too.
Well, and it's so amazing because what I also look for in the candidates for iHeart Flying is just that, people that are willing to pass the torch, that are willing to motivate, inspire, and empower those other women and people and children around them, because that's what this is about. It's spreading that knowledge, spreading that passion, and spreading that excitement.
Yeah, right. Keeping the fires going.
Real quick, we're short on time, but how do we find out more?
So you can find out about iHeart Flying at iHeartFlying.org. That's IHART Flying.org. And you can follow us on all of our social media channels at iHeart Flying on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I am Rochelle on YouTube. And yeah, so please, if you have the scholarships are running until August 16th. So please go to iHeartFlying.org to fill out your application today.
Fantastic.
I love it.
Remember, you don't have to be a young girl. Just
no,
a girl who
right.
wants to fly.
Just a lady or girl who wants to fly. Touch the sky. You can do it. We proved it 75 years ago.
That's right.
We can prove it again.
Okay. Yes. Ignite that magic for flight.
All right. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.